We now welcome Paolo Aquilini into the conversation. He, alongside his wife Clara, well, they put together and founded the Canucks Autism Network back in 2008. And Paolo, well, number one, thanks for joining us here on Sportsnet 650. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for inviting me, Sat, on the program, and love always talking about anything to do with autism.
Well, it's fantastic, and honestly, I can't say enough about the great work Can has done. And for this game, it is Canucks Autism Acceptance Game here this evening. So what do you guys have planned for this initiative, this game, and then moving forward here over the next month?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we don't have fans in the stand. That would have been great, because just the more awareness and more, you know, understanding on the cause would have been great. So, you know, we're doing things in the arena as much as we can. And so we're really glad to be able to do that and to bring awareness, really, in a sense, to the greater community for the message of acceptance that is really important to CAN.
Well, it absolutely is. Paolo, I have a brother who's autistic, and of course, you and your wife have an autistic son, and this was a big driver to create CAN and bring this initiative forward and to help out these families and move it into acceptance. And, you know, this is why it is so important and personal for you, that it is a family matter for you, and it's also something that you see other people outside of your family struggle with, and to be able to help out is a big, big part of this.
You know, my personal journey has been very similar to many. You know, on the onset, it's a big shock. You don't know, you know, when you get the news. And then it's a life of understanding, you know, the child, and understanding yourself, and understanding how they fit in the community. You know, it's important, because children with autism who live on the spectrum, as they become older and are part of society, really are a great benefit to society. And as I've seen my own son, you know, it's not just about him, but it's about how he has changed people around him. So that's really important. I think that we as a community gather around people with autism who live on the spectrum, and to, as we say today, to understand acceptance. There's so many more things I can say right now, but yeah, it's important, and it's personal for sure, as it is for you.
Well, and that shift from awareness to acceptance is such a big leap, Paolo, right? And it's happening. We're at the stage now where, of course, we have to still work on awareness and have the awareness out, but it's about accepting people into the world as well, and accepting them into our everyday lives in so many ways. Because you're right, it is a spectrum. Not every person is equal. And and to move into that area where we are accepting, I do think mentally that's a big step for a society to take. And I do think that's an important factor of this April month being about acceptance.
Yes. You know, can we feel the need to move autism beyond awareness, as you just said, which is simply acknowledging that a person with autism exists, whereas acceptance is recognizing that autism is really part of human diversity, and that diversity always makes our community stronger and more unique. Awareness is easy in a sense, but while acceptance takes a little bit more work. So we need to move on to acceptance and understand that they are unique in their own way. And no matter where they fall in the spectrum, we have to learn to engage and to accept people who live with autism.
We're in conversation with Paolo Aquilini, Canucks co-owner and founder of the Canucks Autism Network. And as far as how far CAN has gone, I mean, it goes beyond hockey and sports programs, and we see expanded youth and adult programs as well. And one of the things that I've been so impressed by is the West Van Minor Hockey Association, what they've done, and how much you guys have helped them out. And it's gotten to the point where you're providing training for community growth, and that the work that you guys have done as an association, well, it's helping out communities by training people to better deal with these issues as well.
Yes. You know, we train first responders, educators in the community to learn how to, work with people with autism, understand people who live with autism. You know, we work in community spaces like Rogers Arena, Translick, YVR, City of Surrey are some of them, where we train for sensory-friendly spaces to make community buildings more accessible. Yes, we started with sports programs, but we're also expanding into various other programs, recreational programs, social programs, music and arts, health. You know, it's grown quite a bit. But the one thing that really excites me more now than anything that we has really stepped into sort of the next evolution of CAN, which is about employment. We're working with employers to help them understand autism and how to welcome people on the spectrum into their workplaces. As well, we are providing support and training for autistic job seekers so that they might be successful in their job searches and land jobs that they can keep long term. I mean, we've also done paid work experiences. We've done virtual job fairs, community training, how to accept, understand, and support those on the spectrum in recreational and competitive sports. I mean, I can go on and on, but there's so much more that CAN has been able to do beyond what the initial, you know, the genesis of where it started back in 2008.
You know, you did mention confidence came up a bit earlier, and I had a conversation about this with Travis Green as well, about when you have somebody who is on the spectrum, who is close to you, it's about them getting the confidence to be able to understand and realize their own potential, what they are capable of, but also family and friends, for us to get the confidence to see that they are capable of doing this.
Well, I'll tell you, since 2008, I've been so amazed at seeing that, you know, like these foundations layered one on top of another, because I think confidence is something you build. So, and it must be built upon a foundation. And I've seen it, like families years ago that were, you know, didn't want to go out, were concerned, you know, to be judged by people who didn't accept and or understand. Now thriving, you know, excited about their kids being out in the community and participating. Things that we take for granted, like riding a bike, your child riding a bike, you know, some of these families is a huge monumental task. And these kids are doing these things. They themselves are building confidence. Families are building confidence. And they're integrating more and more with the community and building these ties that really are what our community is about, relationships.
A couple more moments with Canucks co-owner Paolo Aquilini and also founder of the Canucks Autism Network here on Sports 650. And finally here, before we let you go, I've been so gracious with your time here, Paolo, but how can people get involved in this? I know you guys have the How Sweet It Is jersey raffle, a trio of Canucks jerseys signed by Daniel Henrik and Elias Pettersson. I know tickets are starting at $5. You can enter now through May 1st. But in what other ways can people get involved with the Canucks Autism Network?
Sure. I mean, like, first thing is funds. That's always, you know, the basis of what we do. We need the funds in order to do the work we do. So we're always grateful, no matter how small it is. Thank you very much in advance. You know, when I think of CAN, CAN is like a community, a safe community where we've been able to create a space for people to come, families to come. But really what we exist for, it's really as a springboard so that people can then, in the outer wider community, you know, really to mirror what we're doing at CAN. That's what we're really about, you know, creating those spaces where they can then feel safe in the community at large, you know. And I think people need to be kind and you know, indeed, curiosity is really important, because curiosity really is the key to acceptance. I think it is the doorway to do that, because when you're curious, you want to know, you want to understand, and when you do that, you will then be able to understand and accept people who live on the spectrum, on the autism spectrum. And then personally for myself, when I think about my own son, it's about it's about really creating relationships. That's what we as parents and families want to see our kids, is as they grow in life, that they will have a full, enriched life, which at the bedrock of that is relationships. So, you know, awareness is important, acceptance is really important, and now we'd like to see kids, families, you know, work in the community, be part of the community, and indeed make the community better.